Howdy doody.
Hi.
Okay, so let's try.
Yeah, take two.
Take two. So can you state your name for the viewers at home?
My name is Jacqueline.
And can you tell me the name of the character you will be playing?
Her name is Austria Nove.
Can you tell me a little bit about Austria?
Hold on. I have a...
You have a thing written out, don't you?
Yeah.
That might be a little on the helpful side.
Okay. So she grew up as an orphan living in, like, the graveyard. Mm-hmm. And she, like, was friends with, like, the ghosts and spirits there of the dead. And then they taught her magic and how to like do stuff. And then they gave her this little turtle and he's like enchanted. I don't know his name yet, but we'll work on that. She joined a sorcery street gang and she's like a little bit of a klutz and I love her too. She has two dogs. They're greyhounds and they're like one dog is split. Well, they're both split in the middle. And so like you can see the insides and it's kind of cool, but like kind of like it's like creepy almost.
I mean,
Yeah, it's creepy, but like with her magic, she can like merge them together. And since she's a gnome sorcerer, I don't think I mentioned that. She's a gnome sorcerer.
You definitely didn't miss that part, but okay.
Yeah, she's a gnome, so she's like really small and really cute. She's like 4 feet tall. And she like can merge the dogs together and like make one whole dog, and it's like she can ride on its back, and yeah, it's like a horse basically.
Oh, that's so rad.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So if you were to describe her personality in like four distinct sections, how would you describe her?
She's kind of philosophical and she like is just like really chill and goes like with anything, and she doesn't worry very much, and she just like if something bad happens or like she just deals with it then and there, and she deals with it pretty good. She's a bit stubborn and she's like in the street gang they had her wear like uniforms, but they were really gross and like bulky and they were just like capes, and she didn't
capes
like that.
Cloaks, because those are two very different boys.
Cloaks, yeah. I couldn't think of cloaks, so thank you, cloaks. Yeah. But she didn't like those because they didn't look great, and so she just wore whatever. And then at first it was kind of a problem, but now they just go with it. She's like really out there. She's extroverted and she doesn't care what anyone thinks. And I think that is amazing. And I love her.
So when you were creating this character, did you try and base her off of yourself or who you wanted to be, or is she just her own entity completely?
Some of it is her. Just herself, and some of it is me or who I aspire to be. Because, like, I try to be, like, really outgoing and, like, the philosophy of whatever happens is me, or what I try to do, what I'm trying to do. And it's just, yeah. It's just
And you also have half a dog.
I do not have half a dog. I have a whole greyhound.
Dang. I must have seen somebody else's dog in your house then. Rat. And it also helps that you're 4 feet tall.
Not 4 feet tall. I'm five
Sure.
six now.
So basically 4 feet tall.
No. Plus a foot and a half.
So would you say she's more prone to going headfirst into a situation or trying to analyze it?
A little bit of both, actually. She kind of analyzes it, but doesn't analyze like the whole thing. And like she factually analyzes it rather than emotionally analyzes it. And then
Interesting.
she just jumps right in.
So, throughout this adventure, should we be expecting her to be the one that's like, oh, this is horrifying. Let me white people a horror movie this.
I'm sorry, what? You
Because,
kind of cut out.
oh, okay. So, what I said is she going to be the one that jumps into the flames?
She's like gonna be the one that leads into the flames and like goes with it. I think she's gonna be the first one who's like, hey, let's go. Yeah.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, it is.
So, do you have any history with Dungeons and Dragons at all?
Not at all.
Have you ever wanted to play the game?
Yeah, but like I don't have any. I didn't know any people who did. I mean, at school there's a Dungeons and Dragons like club which meets, but I just never got up the guts to go.
Yeah, that is
Because
kind of the look at me. I play Dungeons and Dragons. Here's my target.
Yeah, the club, like, I feel like it would be filled with people who were like, I've played Dungeons and Dragons my entire life. I know exactly what I'm doing all the time, and I do not. I don't know very much in terms of ju Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah.
So this is gonna be really fun.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It's gonna be, yeah.
Thank you so much for talking to me with this character. I'm
Yeah,
very
thank you.
excited to see how she fits into this colorful cast of characters.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for like giving me this opportunity to play.
Thank you for actually being willing to do
Yeah.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to Lady Luck's Last Resort podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard, feel free to subscribe to our podcast. Between episodes, if you want to continue following us, go ahead and shoot us a follow over on Instagram and Twitter at LLLR Podcast, same way it's spelled here. If you want to send us any fan art, any general feelings, or anything of the likes, feel free to shoot us an email on llrpodcast@yahoo.com. Thank you, Jacqueline, for recording today's episode with me, and thank you all for being patient. I promise we will get into the episodes soon enough, but I would like to get these beginnings out before we can truly kick off, you know? Thank you for listening, and remember, don't hate the player, fear the game.